That's Ron Sexsmith with Evergreen from his latest album, 2017's The Last Rider. And Ron Sexsmith will be one of the headliners at the 5th annual Roots North Music Festival, which takes place in downtown Orillia on Friday and Saturday, April the 26th and 27th. And checking out the lineup for the main stage of this year's festival, I honestly think they've outdone themselves. To learn more about the Roots North Music Festival, we're pleased to welcome Amy Mangan, one of the festival organisers, back to Folk Roots Radio.
Hi.
How are you doing today, Amy?
Great. Thanks for having us back on your show. It's a pleasure.
Well, you know, when I looked at that lineup, I thought, oh my God, they've really outdone themselves. I mean, your lineup is always really good, and you put artists together really well. But I don't know if it's because, you know, this is the fifth year, and this is kind of... you know, almost like a little statement to say, yep, you know, we've made it to year five. You know, we're growing and developing. And, you know, we've put out a great lineup because I absolutely just love it.
Oh, well, that means a lot. Thank you so much. A little bit of it is we have a really great committee who love music, work really hard. And, yeah, and the fifth year was one that we were looking forward to presenting to our audience to make sure it was, you know, the biggest that we've had so far. So
we're going to talk about the main stage lineup today, because that has been announced. The schedule has been announced. There will be music taking place elsewhere in the downtown of Orillia, and we'll pick that up in another interview, I think.
Sounds good.
So tell us about, let's talk about Friday on the main stage. We started off with Ron Sexsmith, who is, well, what can I say, an utterly fantastic songwriter. He is the songwriter that songwriters talk about.
It's true. It's very true.
In fact, I think, you know, one of the, probably from his point of view, one of the most frustrating things he must hear is people say, why aren't you more well known? I mean, in Canada, I think he is pretty well known, but it's still, people in the know about Ron Sexsmith. But tell us why you wanted to get him to Roots North.
Well, like you said, it's he is we kind of unofficially had a theme, just really great songwriters, and to have the songwriter of songwriters headline our main stage was a joy. He's influenced so many, not just us as the listener, but so many other great Canadian artists and many artists that we've had at the festival. And then you'll hear people like Elvis Costello and Paul McCartney and Emmylou Harris just rave about him. And something about him is just so elegant and humble. I don't know if those two things go together, but his personality just really shines through his music. And I think how he's so impressive really does show how great of a, not only a songwriter he is, but how great of a, you know, a person he is as well.
Well, it's funny because I follow him on Twitter, and, you know, Ron mm-hmm. loves to put out all these pun jokes. You know, pretty much every day you'll get a different one from Ron. But, you know, he truly is. I mean, he's been called the one-man jukebox because of, you know, he is very happy to play requests. And when you listen to his music, it is such a variety. I mean, he really is a classic singer-songwriter, yeah. You know, pretty much writing songs about anything.
Yeah, and really hits straight to the heart as well. I'm a Ron fan for years, and the first time I saw him, I wept. I wept and wept and wept, and that was my reaction from him because it was so powerful.
So he's the main stage headliner on the Friday night. Now, we should mention that you have a pretty nice venue for the main stage, don't you, at the St. Paul's Centre?
Yeah, St. Paul's Centre, it's been outfitted to be an event centre, so they host a lot of different things as well as continue with their religious community as well, but they've hosted many, many shows. Yeah, we feel quite at home there. It happens to be, because we're in Orillia, Gordon Lightfoot's hometown, it was actually the very first place that Gordon Lightfoot performed when he was a child. I might have said this before, but he was in the choir at that church. So that was the very first stage. So it's a very historical part of Canadian music, this particular stage that we have for Roots North. We're quite lucky. Very lucky.
Well, if you check out the website at rootsnorthmusic.ca, you can look back at some of the videos that have been put out each year. And it really comes through when you watch the performances. You know, what a great venue it is. So Ron Sexsmith is the headliner. He will be on last on the Friday evening. Remember, that is April the 26th. But you've also got another couple of great people playing that night as well. And, you know, that is Ariana Gillis, who will be opening, mm-hmm. and then Rose Cousins. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Ariana Gillis first, because Ariana is a performer who blew me away the first time I ever saw her perform. She sings with such passion, and she is an incredibly interesting songwriter as well. Very engaging live, and writes really, really interesting songs. She's just about to release a new album, which will be entitled The Maze, which she recorded in Nashville with Buddy Miller, who's a fantastic songwriter in his own right. So tell us a little bit about bringing Ariana to Roots North.
My festival roots go back to Mariposa Folk Festival, one of our community's premier events and the premier event in folk music in Canada. And other folks who have gone to the festival will know Ariana because I literally watched her grow as a person and as an artist as well. I hate to interject myself into this, but when building, you know, a lineup, we have a lot of we kind of sometimes choose artists that we have a personal connection to, and it's hard not to, because like you said, her music is just so, I think Buddy Miller said it best. He said it best when she called her a force to be reckoned with. I can't think of another expression that best describes her. She's just, yeah, we have such a great artist in Ariana. She's soulful, and her lyrics are so inquisitive and make you think about things that you never thought about before. So really great perspective from her. And her voice is just, I can't wait to hear it in the St. Paul's in St. Paul's center. It's just going to blow people away if they haven't heard her yet.
No, absolutely. If people haven't heard her, they definitely need to check her out. As you mentioned, I mean, I've seen her at Hillside. I've seen her at Mariposa. I've seen her in London at Home County. And she is, as you say, I mean, a force to be reckoned with. In some ways, it's gratifying that, you know, she's now heading down to Nashville to record, because she is somebody that needs wider exposure and a bigger stage. And again, that's just wonderful that she is going to be at Roots North this time around. The other artist on Friday evening is Rose Cousins, who's from PEI. She now lives in Halifax. Another fabulous songwriter. She actually was out in LA recording with Joe Henry for her most recent release, which was 2017's A Natural Conclusion. Tell us a little bit about bringing Rose Cousins to Roots North.
Well, what can I say about Rose? If anyone's ever seen Rose in person during a performance, they know that time literally stops, because you just get so enraptured by her her lyrics and her music and just the delivery as well. She can be really, you know, punch your gut and then 1 minute and then the next just make you wonder what it's all about. She's a treasure, literally a Canadian songwriting treasure. You name the award, she's got it, like ECMAs and Juno, Canadian Folk Music Award. She's been nominated for a Polaris and a Grammy. I mean, that's right across the board. Those are all the best awards you can think of. But I know in my personal experience ever seeing her, I'm pretty sure time stopped, because she just was so engaging.
That's a wonderful way of putting it. I'm actually going to play a song from Rose just now, because, as you say, I mean, she is a fabulous, fabulous performer. Let's go back to Natural Conclusion, which came out in 2017. This is Rose Cousins with Chosen, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Take these arms, these legs, they are broken. This love is too much, I am frozen. And I don't know if I have what it takes to be chosen. And I am flightless. Someone's carving a statue in my likeness. And I will never live up to this portrait. I'm just posing. And I don't know if I have what it takes to be chosen. Sign, a photo, a map, something to go by. How am I supposed to know what I'm supposed to look like? I'm leaving dust, running fast like I've always done from everyone. Stepping up to no battles, no, I never win. Laces undone and I'm always falling. Dodging my own heart like a bullet. Full of failure and sin. And I don't know if I have what it takes to be chosen. I
That's Rose Cousins with Chosen from her great 2017 album, Natural Conclusion. She'll be appearing at the 5th Annual Roots North Music Festival, which takes place in downtown Orillia on Friday and Saturday, April the 26th and 27th. Rose will be on the Friday night bill at the St. Paul's Centre with Ariana Gillis and Ron Sexsmith. And if that isn't a great evening's music, I'm not sure. You know, it's almost like saying to people, if you don't want to go to that show, you can't really like music, because that is just, it's just going to be an awesome evening. But let's talk about Saturday, because, you know, things don't, you know, they really don't drop off. Saturday, April the 27th, has a wonderful lineup. We've got VK from Orillia. We've got Alicia Briller, and then the Weather Station on the bill. Let's start with the Weather Station. Tamara Lindemann will be headlining that evening. A songwriter that I think that's been compared to the great Joni Mitchell. What can I say? You read her lyrics, you think you're reading wonderful poetry. Absolutely awesome, awesome songwriter. Tell us a little bit about bringing the Weather Station to Roots North.
I've seen the Weather Station before in different guises. With her latest album, it's a little rockier, but she still has that earthy essence. Earthy yet angelic essence that we know her for. What can I say? The Weather Station is, she has music that's measured, and I find that's a skill that not a lot of artists can really grasp, and she's one that's mastered that ability to deliver music that's absolutely measured. And with her last album, it just proves that she's one of the greatest Canadian music, I use the word treasure, but she is really on that list of great Canadian musicians that we are very lucky to be having. Another artist who kind of takes you on a little musical journey, whether you're listening to a record or seeing her perform live, it's always something unique and different, and if you've never seen her before, you'll take it away with the feeling that you just want to see more of her, because she's just incredible.
You know, that's a really good way of putting it. I certainly find it inspirational. I think for all young musicians, young songwriters, I mean, I think she is somebody, if you look at the way that she, you know, she has developed over the years. I mean, you know, she is really, she's a consummate professional in everything she does.
Yes.
You know, really puts on a fabulous performance and just writes great, great, great songs. So yeah. She will be the headliner on Saturday evening at Roots North. You also have Alicia Briller on the bill, and she is just a fabulous performer and a fabulous person. I've interviewed her before, and she's just absolutely adorable. Has a wonderful world feel to her music. I imagine she'll get everybody up dancing, won't she?
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, I hope so. Alicia Briller brings so much influences from different cultural roots, and I find her lyrics are very poignant and insightful. And I mean, she's accomplished so much in her very fairly early career as a musician. She's already collected tons of really high-end award nominations, but she's quite something. I've seen her, again, referring back to Mariposa, she just kind of appeared out of nowhere. She wasn't on the bill, but she was friends with one of the artists, and she just showed up, and people were kind of wondering, who is this? And to see her now, her song Immigrant is just, it's so catchy, and I love it. It's one of my favorite songs. So
yeah, I love the way she blends, you know, the folk with the jazz and the world yeah. music all together. But also, you know, she's very inspirational. I mean, she mm-hmm. you know, she really makes an effort to, I don't know, promote the best in everything. I think that's,
yeah.
you know, just really
upbeat,
good.
Upbeat and everything.
Yeah, and you come away feeling really good, you yeah. know, whenever you see Alicia perform. So that's great. You also have an Orillia performer on the bill as well. That is VK. They are Stevie and Marnie Van Kessel. They've been doing pretty well themselves, haven't they?
They have. They've just come away as a semi-finalist for the Blues and Roots Radio Song Contest. So that was a lot of buzz here in Orillia to have one of our own, you know, do so well in that regard. being somebody who's adjudicated things like that, it's not easy. So in order to become just a semifinalist is you know, you go through a lot. There's a lot of music to go through. So we're pretty lucky to have Steve and Marnie on our stage. Again, we're all about supporting local, and you know, Roots is right in our name, so we're excited to bring them up on the stage. They've attended every single one of our festivals, so it's fitting for our fifth to celebrate with a local band.
So that's the main stage lineup. Remember, we're talking about April the 26th and 27th downtown Orillia, but it's not just about the main stage. Now, I know you haven't released the names of the people that are going to be playing elsewhere in Orillia during the weekend, but give us an idea of the other venues that people will be able to check music out at.
So we, our auxiliary venues are all downtown. There is one that is a little further up, out of the way, but it's definitely worth it. About 12 to 13 venues that range from cafes to little artisan shops to the farmers market and local bars and restaurants all participate and offer free music for audiences on the Saturday starting at 9 a.m. and goes right until the wee hours of the night. We've even included trivia this year, so we're going to have a fun weekend this year.
Now, it sounds like it's going to be absolutely great fun. If people want to get tickets for the festival, how can they do that?
Yeah, they can go to rootsnorthmusic.ca. You can buy your tickets online. At the moment, they're $45 for a weekend pass, which is a steal. Or if you're in the Orillia area, you can check out one of our venues, Alley Cat's Music and Art. It's a local record shop right in the heart of downtown Orillia, and you can go in there and pick up your buy actual physical tickets. Sometimes we set up a booth at the Farmers Market, another venue, the Orillia Farmers Market, downtown Orillia. Sometimes we'll sell there as well. So you can get physical tickets. You can also find them online at rootsnorthmusic.ca.
That's wonderful. Well, it's always a great pleasure to talk to you. We will be hooking up with Roots North again for another interview once we get an idea of the other people that will be heading to the festival this year. So we'll give them a little bit of exposure as well. We're going to finish with a song from another of the headliners at Roots North. This is The Weather Station with You and I on the Other Side of the World from her great 2017 self-titled album. And Amy, it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks so much.
You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
The ocean that we stand before.